Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:47 here on this Wednesday morning, day before Thanksgiving. Three big things.
Three.
Thunderstorms rumble across south central Kansas with high wind, but no major damage.
Two.
New pandemic orders for Sedgwick County as people gather to celebrate Thanksgiving.
One.
Biden names more cabinet members as the transition moves forward. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
In traffic, continue avoiding the area eastbound or northbound I-235, where I-235 goes east and west up there by the North Junction. Northbound I-235 right around Broadway. Got a traffic accident in that area approaching the North Junction. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Becoming sunny today with a high of 52 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 34. Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 56 on Thanksgiving Day. And now mostly cloudy, 36 degrees. We have a northwest wind gusting to 29 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. The holidays are right around the corner, and it is more important now than ever to shop local. The Monarch carries a variety of glassware, apparel, and gifts perfect for the bourbon lover on your list. Check out their full selection at 579 West Douglas, The Monarch. Steve and Ted poll questions on our webpage, knssradio.com. As always, the excitement is just huge. How do you prepare your Thanksgiving turkey? Here are the totals at this point. Deep fried, 3%. Smoker grill, 12%. We don't do turkey, brisket, pulled pork, ham, etc., 13%.
Wow.
That seems sacrilegious. Traditional, baking in the oven, 71%. There you go. Don Grant, CFP, the Bunny Tracker. Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Spatchcock and smoke it.
Be ready. Stocks closed sharply higher Tuesday as the Dow crossed a milestone.
It was one for the record books as the Dow Industrials closed over 30,000 for the first time ever. The index on pace for its best month since January 1987 and its best November performance in 92 years. Oh, and by the way, both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ closing higher as well. Firing markets, a broad assortment of stocks. Economically sensitive sectors such as energy, financials, and industrials moving higher. But the big tech stocks doing well too. Apple, Amazon, and Facebook all finishing higher. The best performances, though, logged by Tesla and Caterpillar. Both of those stocks hitting all-time highs. Tesla setting an all-time market cap high. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Turkey Day numbers, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, gobbling up the airwaves here. All right, give us the numbers there.
Yeah, you know, tomorrow we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving. Ted left on that note.
He's out of here.
While this has been a rock and roll year for everyone, it's been tough, man. For some more than others, I still count my blessings, and I am truly thankful that we all have worked for what we've all worked for and what we've been blessed with. It's just been in spite of what's going on. This year will be different for many families. My informal poll of friends has indicated that they will still enjoy turkey and all the trimmings, but not in the traditional massive family setting. This is a year that you can tell Uncle Inappropriate and Aunt Talk Too Much that you're limiting the number this year and that they should make other plans. So get them out of there, and then maybe you can start a tradition here. The food industry is anticipating changes, and they're adapting. Sam's Club reports that they will sell smaller sized hams, and the average turkey will be closer to 14 to 16 pounds rather than the traditional 18 to 22 pounders. Companies like Butterball are creating cook-in-a-bag portion of turkey parts that are smaller portions and much less intimidating for those cooks who may have never taken on a whole bird. The National Turkey Federation is pushing more and varied leftover turkey recipes. How about turkey eggs Benedict, turkey tandoori kebabs, and Korean turkey dumplings?
Sounds great.
Yeah. Turkey farmers are taking their stock to the freezer much earlier. They're not letting the birds grow as large as they have in the past, and this means that they may save a bit of feed, but the savings is being gobbled up by the cost of renting more freezer space. Yeah, there you go. Gosh, that's great, Jad. I can usually find Thanksgiving food factoids that estimate how many gazillion pounds of potatoes, green beans, ham, turkey, stuffing, and cranberry sauce is projected to be consumed. But this year, stealing a quote from marketplace.org, in the end, it all comes down to who will be stuck with the leftovers, the turkey industry or us. No matter how you celebrate, it's time to pause, take a mental snapshot in time, and hopefully realize how fortunate you are. I certainly am thankful. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
What if it's just true that the turkeys are like one of the dumbest creatures on the planet?
I don't know how smart they are.
If it rains, they look up in the air and drown. I mean,
I've heard that. I don't know. There's got to be a turkey farmer here that can give us a call and tell us.
Don't know how can you tell how dumb a turkey is, though?
Yeah. Well, are cows smart?
Well, I don't know.
You know, I mean, I think that's been so domesticated just to be,
Sometimes we wonder if any of our coworkers are smart. So.
Yeah. Do they look up in the air and open their mouths and drown?
I don't know. No? We haven't lost one in a while. Today is National Taiwan On Day. Now, we're not talking
about Taiwan?
Or not talking about Taiwan on getting smashed or drunk or anything.
Oh, it's not
this
Taiwan.
This day celebrates the apron as well as the past generations of women, mostly, who wore them, created as a day to bring the joy to the life of someone in need and celebrate the spirit of giving, Taiwan the Apron Day. Okay.
That's nice and obscure.
Yeah, that's really odd.
I like to...
They can come up with a better one than that. Come on.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't play your favorite record for the 7,000th time this week.
I wish you would.
You two knuckleheads.
Come on.
Hey, so the Wagon Masters cooked up 150 turkeys yesterday.
Yeah.
And you're a Wagon Master.
I am. I normally am a part of this evolution, but I didn't make it this year. I just was jammed with work, but...
I saw that, which explains why
we're not eating turkey right now.
Exactly.
We don't have any fresh turkey. I saw the piece on TV on that last night. It's not just a turkey. Don't you put together a pretty good basket for folks?
This all started. Ken Atnipp is a former police officer. He's a wagon master, and he started this I think 4 years ago, where we just cooked a bunch of turkeys, and the police take them to families.
The police know who those folks are.
They know who they are, and some of them are you know, you're not supposed to know where they are because maybe of abuse or something like that. And so I think we did like, I don't know, maybe 20, 25 the first year. And then Sam's Club jumped on board and donated them all.
Wow.
And Cargill and a bunch of other companies came in and sponsored. And now we did 150 of them. And it's growing.
Yeah.
And we've got other groups of people who are coming out and helping smoke turkeys because our smokers can only handle so many.
The thing you don't realize, we did this Christmas Crusade toys that we did for several years. We started at KEYN many years ago. The thing you don't realize about the police officers is not only do they know where the criminals live, they know where the people are having a tough time live, too.
They're very well aware of what's going on. Wonderful job.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you to the Wagon Masters.
It's our pleasure. I wasn't there, but a lot of great guys were there. And of course, you know, you need 15 guys to do it, and then 45 show up because there's beer. You know,
that's the way to do it.
They do
a great job. Hey, thank you, sir. Have a great Thanksgiving. 6:56 now. Steve and Ted coming up. Our news, 7 o'clock news, top of the hour. All the news. Biden introducing some more of his cabinet. We've got the story. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.